Next to the proliferation of merchants offering tacos and bicycles, visitors to this small North Valley city often remark on the comparative abundance of bookshops. Those days are coming to a close. Tomorrow, a store closing sale gets underway at Lion Books. After focusing her energy on the shop for over a decade, co-owner Heather Lyon remains upbeat and positive, saying that while the book business wasn't a ticket to riches, it was nevertheless supremely rewarding.
Many people have told me it's been their dream to own a bookstore, and it was mine too, and I feel really lucky that I got to live my dream. Even if it was only for a decade, that's a good run.
Facing blistering competition from web-based booksellers seemingly capable of operating at a perpetual loss and the advertising muscle of national retailers, finding a niche in the sector isn't easy. Lyon tried adding other items such as keepsakes, greeting cards, keychains, and the like. Just 2 years ago, it moved to a new, more visible and larger location. It held readings by local authors and other events, offered tutoring services, and hosted some community meetings. While all of those changes helped, Lyon said, it seems people are generally reading less. Increases in the number of people using e-books have also poached potential customers. The long-term trajectory, she said, hadn't shifted.
The 1-2 punch of the economy and Amazon is just really more than we could take on.
The sale, which starts Thursday morning, is aimed at selling off all inventory, fixtures, and furniture, and also saying thank you, but not goodbye. Lyon said she's staying in the community and is mapping out a new venture. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.